Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Happy Wednesday to you. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You heard the man, Sean. It is John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atula. That's Figgy Fig. And you partying with the fellas on this Wednesday here by getting involved on the program on the text line, 713-572-4610. Again, 713-572-4610. That's the number to text. And also, much appreciation to the Mokarem Injury Lawyer live streams. Mm-hmm. Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on Twitch, 610 Houston. And I imagine that all of those mediums will soon be utilized to bury me, to throw me overboard.
90
for
minutes.
Saying that I am willing to wait up to, in a very specific situation, 90 minutes to get to a restaurant that I really, really want to.
That's nuts.
But I think really what that indicates is that I have a very low threshold for valuing my time. That's really what it is more about than anything else.
Like, 90 I'm like, all right, minutes cool. is I got, crazy.
I'm chilling, bro. I'll read something.
What's y'all time limit for whenever y'all get seated and the waitress don't come
oh,
in?
Oh, that's
time?
A good one. That's a one of the yeah. that might be on the list too.
Sometimes I sit there, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna give it another 5 minutes. If yeah. nobody come with a menu yeah. or water anything,
you get up and leave?
Yeah, I'm out.
Why? You done gotten the I'm seat. Out. You got
oh,
the
I've
table.
Done that. We've done yeah. that. Yeah. If they don't even bring the silverware, the menus?
Yeah.
Out.
Because sometimes out. They be walking around. They mm-hmm. keep walking. Everybody keep walking past the table. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, I'm going to give it to like 9:08. Mm-hmm. 9:08, if nobody came over here and yeah. I've been sitting here for about 10 minutes.
I'm with you.
Which is fair, though, because that might be a level of indicator that
it might be
one,
bad service.
Bad service, yes. or two, they're not capable
they don't
of
have
handling
the table
you
on
the day.
Before.
That's a sign from God.
Right,
I look at it as a sign from God. Yeah. Maybe I'm dodging the bullet. Maybe the food ain't going to be as good.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk more about that at 10:40 when we get into our question of the day. Right now, what we need to talk about are these Texans. OTAs are done for, but we had more some more interesting kind of comments from players yesterday that mm-hmm. we didn't have an opportunity to dig into yesterday. And I think one of them, and I think we might be in alignment here.
Yeah.
The one that I thought was the most interesting for me personally, and it might just be because had not been able to have the opportunity yeah. to hear from him in a Texans context before, mm-hmm. but Christian Kirk, yeah. who talked yesterday, was really insightful mm-hmm. in some ways. And some of it was just like about who he is and the way yeah. that he delivers things. But also some of the things that he said I found very much interesting.
Well, not only insightful, but I think it kind of made you think a little bit. And by the way, tell me that I'm not the only one when you hear these cuts. I'd heard him way back in the day when he was at A&M. Does his voice fit his body? His voice is way deeper than it should be.
All right, so what
for
we'll
what
do
he
here,
looks like.
What we'll do here.
Yeah.
We will set this up.
Yeah.
As we play any and all of these clips, think to yourself, do you believe that his voice matches what you've seen of Christian Kirk.
Figgy, this is incredible. The first thing I thought of, first of all, I do want to get into some of the insightfulness that he brought.
Insight
that he brought.
Oh, Mr. Word, man, got one. Yeah, just making up words. That's not in the dictionary, Lopez.
It might be. I don't know. Anyway, I do want to get into that. But when I started going through all these, and shout out to Tyler Milner for putting them all together. Like
Santiago, I think, was involved there as well. Shout out to Chris.
I thought I was expecting a voice, maybe like just a higher pitch, you know.
Oh, okay.
Just, why? Because he's short?
I don't know. It just doesn't fit what he looks like. Like, picture Christian Kirk and then listen to this.
Nick is all ball.
Come on.
Very intelligent, very smart. Does a great job communicating to us, you know, what the expectations are, route detail, you know, motions, formations, whatever the case may be. He's done a great job kind of laying that
you
out
know
for
him,
us.
Right?
And, it's been, I guess, primarily pretty easy, you know, just being able to learn it the way he's been able to install it. You know, Ben McDaniels in our room has done a great job teaching us just all the things from a football IQ aspect that you need to know as a receiver. And this offense is dynamic. A lot of motions, a lot of pre-snap adjustments for the defense to have to, you know, deal with. So I think you'll see a lot of guys in different places.
Because I want to circle back around to this and listen to it a lot more clearly. But a few things happening there. You're saying that that voice is deeper than what you expect for who he is. And you asked Figgy, is it because he's short? And I already know where this is going to go, but I'll go down this path anyway. Christian Kirk is listed at 5'11", and my thought was that's not
so
even
so he
that
should
short.
Have a voice like yours.
And see how unoriginal that is. I knew exactly where he was about to go, but like, I'm not wrong. I don't think it's wild. I don't think that's wild deep. He's, of a voice.
He sounds like he should play defense.
Yes, he's a defensive tackle.
Yeah,
not defensive.
Yes,
down.
Defensive tackle. That's
all right. Just a little bit more snippet so we can, because I think that. That might have been the first, like the most important part of that audio is that might have been the first taste of what we're getting of what this offense actually looks
like.
Yes,
and I want to get into that.
So I do want to circle back around to that. However, his voice is what is captivating us at this moment. A little bit more of Christian Kirk, the new wide receiver for the Texans, the veteran wide receiver for the Texans. This is what his voice sounds like, 5'11", 200.
The transition has been nothing short of amazing. Everybody in the organization has been
welcoming. That should be DeNico Autry.
No, yes. You're doing too much. It's not that. Lyman for
now
sure.
You're trying magic, to call him fat.
Magic on the YouTube page. You're wilding right now. That's not a lineman voice.
Had I told you that was DeNico Autry, you'd have been like not even blinking. You wouldn't have blinked.
Somebody said, I'd expect more Bryce Young, less Brian Arakpo.
Yes. Yes. So that was the first impression.
But I think get used to hearing this voice because, one, I think you heard that, and we'll play it one more time because I do want to hear, and Fig, if you could kind of push this forward a little bit to a little bit closer to where we're actually talking about what Nick Haley kind of has from the offense for these guys as he's, you know, kind of unveiling some of these things, starting to do some install type things when it comes to, you know, terminology and ideas and intent. Remember, that's one of the words that Nick Haley used, intent of what they're trying to do. I'm interested in finding some of that. But like with Christian Kirk, like I think that the way that he has clarity in what he's saying, and of course, like I don't think that's inherently necessary for all players to bring us a level of clarity, what have you. But he has a level of clarity, he has a level of conviction, and you can hear the experience that he comes with. Not to try and glaze or anything, but like it comes through. Yeah. And so first and foremost, Christian Kirk seems like a dude that I'm going to be penciling in whenever he's in front of the media because it seems like he'll give you a thoughtful answer. And with that, this is the thoughtful answer, again, that he started getting into of what Nick Haley has been able to bring to them and maybe what this offense looks like.
Nick is all ball, very intelligent, very smart, does a great job communicating to us, you know, what the expectations are, route detail, you know, motions, formations, whatever the case may be. He's done a great job kind of laying that out for us. And it's been, I guess, primarily pretty easy, you know, just being able to learn it the way he's been able to install it. You know, Ben McDaniels in our room has done a great job teaching us just all the things from a football IQ aspect that you need to know as a receiver. And this offense is dynamic. A lot of motions, a lot of pre-snap adjustments for the defense to have to, you know, deal with. So I think you'll see a lot of guys in different places to be able to make plays.
Now that's the insight that is pretty much putting a stamp on things that we were projecting and thinking and have heard here and there about what this offense is going to look like. That's the first thing. The other thing is as you listen to him, and I see it too. As you listen to him
from the text line, the 281, Kirk should trade voices with Justin Verlander. Fig, you know what you got to do right now, right?
Thank place, you. Play some Justin Verlander.
I appreciate that. Yeah. We'll circle back around to that.
So that's the insight. But I also feel like the first thought I had is he's the offense's Will Anderson.
Mm.
He's the guy that D'Amico wants you to follow. You know, how Will Anderson is mature or maybe even, you know, an Al-Shaair. He's one of those two guys that D'Amico wants you to follow. That is a true leader, you know, that has been through it, as is a veteran and has seen a lot. Because, like, on offense, if you really think about it, when you, like, who is the offense? Is Will Anderson or
I mean, would that not just be C.J. Stroud?
Okay, I'm glad you said that, because C.J. Stroud is by default a, quote, leader. And you know, D'Amico's obviously everybody's very complimentary of him. But as a position player, like, C.J.'s the heartbeat, but as a position player, Nico is more of an example, you know, than that guy, hey, we got to follow him, he does everything, blah, blah, blah. You know, he's a swarm-type player, is what, because we thought it might be Dalton Schultz. It's not.
No.
It wasn't. We thought it, you know, well, we never thought this, but.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And I mean, I know CJ loves him some Dalton Schultz, yeah. And I think that they probably have a different perspective than mm-hmm. we get from the outside of Dalton Schultz. But yeah, no, you're right. That's not necessarily been what it's been on that level.
And Tank was too young. Laramie was too Laramie. You know, in terms of like
Laramie was too Laramie.
Well, he was a captain.
Maybe Mixon, but like.
So you're looking for Christian Kirk to have that C on his chest.
100%. 100%. And I don't think it's without precedent. Remember Stephon Diggs.
And that happened during the season, didn't
it? Yeah.
Or no, that was Joe Mixon got the C put on him.
Stephon Diggs, remember, he got in training camp.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
And that was his first time being captain, which was a big deal for him.
Yeah, so I think Christian Kirk is going to be very important to this offense just in general. I think he's going to be very important to this offense from a D'Amico perspective.
That's interesting. I had not gone to that far because I also don't want to like jump too far out mm-hmm. of the gym here. But I do think like the level of experience that he seems to bring is going to be really helpful for one, Jalen Noel, who seems like he might profile somewhat close to Kirk. But I think also I'm interested to see what he does for Jaden Higgins, because both of those guys are going to have, or it seems like at least we expect them to have advanced roles for being rookies. In mm-hmm. fact, if we listen to D'Amico Ryans, those guys he compared to the likes of Kamari Lassiter and Kalen Bullock, who both had advanced roles in their rookie seasons.
Yeah.
And those guys need to depend on the guys who have been there to help them shorten the learning curve. And it seems like Christian Kirk is that dude, even though I think Nico Collins has obviously a mm-hmm. level of give here, right? Xavier Hutchinson, I imagine, like with the level of familiarity will be helpful. Justin Watson.
But not compared to him.
Exactly.
Yeah, not compared to him.
That real tangible we in here. Like Justin Watson is probably the other one because he has had a lot of opportunity in mm-hmm. different circumstances. But I think he'll be helpful there. I do want to circle back around to this offense because, mm-hmm. you know, that's been one of the things that I've been shouting up and down about. Like, what is this offense? The words that were utilized there by Christian Kirk, dynamic, which, I mean, we've heard that before. What does that actually mean? I think that's fair to ask. But I did appreciate him talking about, like, there's a lot of pre-snap motion. And mm-hmm. that feels like you mentioned that at this point, and it seems like that's not just a, hey, we'll do some pre-snap motion a little bit. That seems like it's going to be part and parcel of what you're doing And that seems to also, the reason why I believe that that is notable is it seems to fall in line with what we've heard about, well, CJ Stroud is going to have more opportunity to control the offense and make the call right from the field. In order to do that, you've got to be able to diagnose what the defense is doing. You do that with pre-snap motion, real active, aggressive pre-snap motion that makes the defense, puts the defense in conflict, moves the defense. Because I feel like Bobby Sloak would do some pre-snap motion last year. And of course, it's all going to be juxtaposition from year to year. But some of the pre-snap motion looked like it was not useful. It did not actually have utility.
Oh, we talked about it.
It was just window dressing.
Yeah.
And maybe this is me, you know, extrapolating too far. You could tell me, Reggie, you're doing too much. Mm-hmm. That's possible. But I feel like in this moment, the way that he says that, it seems like it is pre-snap motion that has purpose and it has utility and will help CJ Stroud be the best level of quarterback in diagnosing what's happening. And that's one of the things we asked, right? Mm-hmm. Or at least I asked. CJ Stroud, if he's going to have all this responsibility, what are the ways that Gerard is going to help and that Nick Haley is going to help him be the best version of himself? And I think having robust pre-snap is probably one of those things.
And I think another one of the tells, you know, that you heard there from Christian Kirk is he talked about the responsibility of the receivers.
Yes.
As well. It's not just, hey, we're doing all this motion deliberately and with for good reason. We're also putting ourselves in position where we make the right read, we make the adjustments, and there you go. It's not just window dressing, as you said.
Yeah, there's real commitment to it. I mean, if you're, and I guess how much, maybe I should slow down on the idea that there's real commitment to it, because I think one of the things about it is this is all install, and Kaylee's made it very clear that you know they're throwing things up there, and some things will obviously stick that they'll utilize, and maybe I imagine that also means that some things they'll throw up there that they won't utilize. Mm-hmm. But I have a hard time seeing a circumstance in a situation where utilizing pre-snap motion is not useful for what they're trying to do, and you know what they're ultimately gonna throw out there offensively. I thought that was encouraging along with what Christian Kirk was talking about there. Somebody said the real voice shocker is Mike Tyson. Of course we know that one.
Yeah. Do we have Verlander?
All right. Yes, I guess that's fair. Here we go.
Wait, hold on. Let me try to find Verlander.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Because that was one of those things that I think very much caught our attention. But yeah, man, I think that there's more from there from Christian Kirk that we probably need to and should get into. But I did appreciate very much, like, even just getting the slightest hint of some of the things that this offense might look like. Did you take anything from like the idea of it being dynamic, or did that just feel like normal things that we said?
Absolutely, what you said. The other big part for me was more about just his role here. He talked a lot about you know the culture, and then the other big part for me was, you know, he's been injured, you know, a lot, and if he can just stay healthy, you know, and he talked about that some as well. Then you know, again, not just on the field but off the field. I think he can become a big asset here.
All right, Figgy, you got us a little bit of Justin Verlander here, because in order to see if the voice swap would be worthwhile here.
I surely know that we had the right people in place, the right guys in this locker room to believe, you know, and it was like everything that could go wrong did go wrong, and then all of a sudden, you know, guys, key players, Tucker gets hurt, I get hurt. And just to have the guys step up the way they did and start performing.
Okay, right. And then
Christian Kirk.
And then, yeah, we'll go back to a little Christian Kirk here.
The transition has been nothing short of amazing. Everybody in the organization has been welcoming from day one, players, coaches, staff included.
All right, let's go back. Let's go back one more time. 6'5", Justin Verlander. All right, 6'5", remember. This is Justin Verlander.
It's kind of, you know, you're in a weird place because you come in with such high expectations and then you achieve them.
Okay, all right. 5'11". New wide receiver for the Texans, Christian Kirk.
The transition has been nothing short of amazing. Everybody in the organization has been welcoming from
maybe.
I don't
maybe.
Hear it. I don't really hear it, to be honest.
Yeah, it didn't feel that drastic. I think you might be doing a lot here. From the 713, let's give Slowick some credit. His offense did create CJ's best year. At some point, his scheme didn't evolve. I mean, I guess, like, how much credit do you want to give Bobby Slowick in this instance here?
Look, you can't deny what happened the first year. You just can't.
Wasn't an incredible offense though. Yeah. Like I think in hindsight, if you go back, you look. Yeah. We were happy because of where the offense had been prior.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we have not seen CJ outside of that context. So yes, he gave CJ the best year by default, right? Like, and how much of that do you attribute to CJ and his you know acumen and his ability in and of himself rather than the offense?
Yeah.
It'll be really insightful seeing what the Nick Haley offense looks like with CJ Stroud and obviously now with Christian Kirk in tow. I mean, looking at some of the videos that were coming out of the OTAs yesterday, seems like he was getting open, winning reps, of course, as much as you can in a 7-on-7 context. But yeah, that was I think I'm thoroughly encouraged. And there was even more. There was definitely, I mean, we only hit the tip of the iceberg there mm-hmm. with Christian Kirk early. Somebody said, my all-time, I can't believe his voice sounds like that, was Sam Cassell. Okay, well, now we just got to do this. All-time, can't believe his voice sounds like that. 713-572-4610. Let's see if we can sprinkle that out throughout the show. But we're just getting going on a Wednesday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk a little bit about the Astros, who got a victory yesterday in just the way that John Lopez proposed that they would.
Yeah, man.
But the victory was also very important for one person in particular, Lance McCullers Jr. Let's talk about putting that Lance McCullers Jr. story in perspective next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.